This episode is brought to you by IVP. The Book of Ruth is usually viewed through a Hallmark-tinted lens, but there is so much more to the story. In her six-week Bible study, Redeemer, Bible teacher and retreat leader, Dorina Lazo Gilmore-Young, invites us to view the Book of Ruth through a different lens, one that helps us recognize how this story proclaims God's heart for the vulnerable. As Ruth's story unfolds, we discover that God is the main character and that He is the true Redeemer for Ruth and for us today. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Redeemer for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 39, verse 8 through Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 39, verse 8, the breastpiece of decision. He made the breastpiece, the work of an artistic designer, in the same fashion as the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. It was square. They made the breastpiece doubled, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide when doubled. They set on it 4 rows of stones, a row with a ruby, a topaz, and a beryl, the first row. In the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. And the third row, a jacinth, and a gate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in gold filigree settings. The stones were for the names of the sons of Israel, 12, corresponding to the number of their names. Each name corresponding to one of the 12 tribes was like the engravings of a seal. They made for the breastpiece braided chains like cords of pure gold, and they made 2 gold filigree settings and 2 gold rings, and they attached the 2 rings to the upper 2 ends of the breastpiece. They attached the 2 gold chains to the 2 rings at the ends of the breastpiece. The other 2 ends of the 2 chains they attached to the 2 settings, and they attached them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. They made 2 rings of gold and put them on the other 2 ends of the breastpiece on its edges, which is on the inner side of the ephod. They made 2 more gold rings and attached them to the bottom of the 2 shoulder pieces on the front of the ephod, close to the juncture above the waistband of the ephod. They tied the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod by blue cord, so that it was above the waistband of the ephod, so that the breastpiece would not be loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The other garments. He made the robe of the ephod completely blue, the work of a weaver. There was an opening in the center of the robe like the opening of a collar, with an edge all around the opening so that it could not be torn. They made pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and twisted linen around the hem of the robe. They made bells of pure gold and attached the bells between the pomegranates around the hem of the robe between the pomegranates. There was a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe to be used in ministering, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made tunics of fine linen, the work of a weaver, for Aaron and for his sons, and the turban of fine linens, the headbands of fine linen, and the undergarments of fine twisted linen. The sash was of fine twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, the work of an embroiderer, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made a plate, the holy diadem, of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription, as on the engravings of a seal, "Holiness to the Lord." They attached to it a blue cord to attach it to the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspects the tabernacle. So all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed, and the Israelites did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. They did it exactly so. They brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishings, clasps, frames, bars, posts, and bases, and the coverings of ram skins dyed red, the covering of fine leather, and the protecting curtain, the Ark of the Testimony and its poles, and the atonement lid, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of presence, the pure lampstand, its lamps, the lamp set in order, and all its accessories, and oil for the light, and the gold altar, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the curtain for the entrance to the tent, the bronze altar, and its bronze grating, its poles, and all its utensils, the large basin with its pedestal, the hangings of the courtyard, its posts and its bases, and the curtain for the gateway of the courtyard, its ropes and its tent pegs, and all the furnishings for the service of the tabernacle for the tent of meeting, the woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister as priests. The Israelites did all the work according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspected all the work, and they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. They had done it exactly, and Moses blessed them. Exodus chapter 40, setting up the sanctuary. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "On the first day of the first month, you are to set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. You are to place the Ark of the Testimony in it and shield the Ark with the special curtain. You are to bring in the table and set out the things that belong on it. Then you are to bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. You are to put the gold altar for incense in front of the Ark of the Testimony and put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. You are to put the altar for the burnt offering in front of the entrance in the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. You are to put the large basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. You are to set up the courtyard around it and put the curtain at the gate of the courtyard. And take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and sanctify it and all its furnishings, and it will be holy. Then you are to anoint the altar for the burnt offering with all its utensils. You are to sanctify the altar, and it will be the most holy altar. You must also anoint the large basin and its pedestal, and you are to sanctify it. You are to bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Then you are to clothe Aaron with the holy garments and anoint him and sanctify him so that he may minister as my priest. You are to bring his sons and clothe them with tunics and anoint them just as you anointed their fathers so that they may minister as my priests. Their anointing will make them a priesthood that will continue throughout their generations. This is what Moses did according to all the Lord had commanded him. So he did. So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year. When Moses set up the tabernacle and put its bases in place, he set up its frames, attached its bars, and set up its posts. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the testimony and put it in the ark, attached the poles to the ark, and then put the atonement lid on the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung the protecting curtain, and shielded the Ark of the Testimony from view, just as the Lord had commanded him. And Moses put the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain. And he set the bread in order on it before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded him. And he put the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle. Then he set up the lamps before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded him. And he put the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the curtain, and he burned fragrant incense on it, just as the Lord had commanded him. Then Moses put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. He also put the altar for the burnt offering by the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and offered on it the burnt offering and the meal offering, just as the Lord had commanded him. Then he put the large basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing. Moses and Aaron and his sons would wash their hands and their feet from it. Whenever they entered the tent of meeting and whenever they approached the altar, they would wash, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and the altar and put the curtain at the gate of the courtyard. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When the cloud was lifted up from the tabernacle, the Israelites would set out on all their journeys. But if the cloud was not lifted up, then they would not journey farther until the day it was lifted up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, but fire will be on it at night, in plain view of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. New Testament reading. Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 34. The parable of the lamp. He also said to them, "A lamp isn't brought to be put under a basket or under a bed, is it? Isn't it to be placed on a lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, and nothing concealed except to be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, he had better listen. And he said to them, take care about what you hear. The measure you use will be the measure you receive, and more will be added to you. For whoever has will be given more, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. The parable of the growing seed. He also said, the kingdom of God is like someone who spreads seed on the ground. He goes to sleep and gets up night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. By itself, the soil produces a crop, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. And when the grain is ripe, he sends in the sickle, because the harvest has come. The parable of the mustard seed. He also asked, to what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use to present it? It is like a mustard seed, that when sown in the ground, even though it is the smallest of all the seeds in the ground, when it is sown, it grows up, becomes the greatest of all garden plants, and grows large branches so that the wild birds can nest in its shade. The use of parables. So with many parables like these, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately he explained everything to his own disciples. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. The parable of the weeds. He presented them with another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a person who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, an enemy came and sowed darnel among the wheat and went away. When the plants sprouted and produced grain, then the darnel also appeared. So the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the darnel come from? He said, an enemy has done this. So the slaves replied, do you want us to go and gather it? But he said, no, since in gathering the darnel, you may uproot the wheat along with it. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I will tell the reapers, first collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burned, but then gather the wheat into my barn. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Holy God, we thank you so much, O God, for the ways that you condescend toward us, O Lord God, and make your word accessible to us. Yes, there are things that are difficult to understand in your word, but God, we thank you. Thank you so much for the accessibility of your word. Thank you so much, O God, for the way that Jesus conducted his own ministry, O God, and spoke to us, to the people, O God, in his time in parables so that they, O Lord God, would understand. Some they did not understand, O God, and we see in your word, O God, how he explained, O Lord God, the parables to his own disciples, O God, showing us, O Lord, that everything ain't for everybody, O God. I just thank you, Lord God, that the secret things, O God, belong to the children of God. And that is what we are, O Lord. Would you help us, O Lord God, to produce fruit in keeping with repentance, O Lord God? May we not be burned up with the chaff, O Lord God. May we be gathered among the wheat, O Lord God. And may we hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, when that glorious day arrives when Jesus comes for all who are waiting for him. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.